Alaskans have gotten more of the federal stimulus dollars per person than any other state. This month marked 1 year since President Obama signed the Stimulus Law, or American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, but Alaska will reap the bulk of benefits in the year ahead, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The stimulus funds in Alaska amount to more than $2,300 per person, but Alaskans haven't necessarily seen its impact in daily life. Scott Goldsmith is an economist at ICER, the Institute for Social and Economic Research at the University of Alaska Anchorage.
In most people's minds, you know, they don't identify a particular project with stimulus funds as opposed to other funds. But there are a few examples here in Alaska where it is pretty obvious.
Goldsmith points to a new hospital being built in Barrow and one in Nome, which is considered a national stimulus success story.
It has made a huge difference.
Carol Piscoya is president of the Norton Sound Health Corporation, which is building the Nome Hospital. They'd gotten funding in drips and dribbles, $10 million at a time, allowing the project to crawl forward. Then the stimulus landed them $150 million.
If we didn't get the stimulus money, we probably would get enough money to do framing. And then the next step, maybe do the outside in the next step. So it'd be years down the road before we actually were able to move in.
And here's what the stimulus is supposed to do, ripple out. A steel company in Montana scored the Nome contract. Allied Steel's Vice President Jeff Southworth says fabricating 2,000 tons of steel kept his company from dire straits.
Because of the timing of the job, it was a huge breath of fresh air. We just weren't seeing a lot of quality projects or substantial projects. So we had some work, but we had a glaring hole, and the Nome job took away the hole.
Southworth says the work buoyed not only their community of Lewiston, but all of central Montana. And then there were trucks put to work shipping nearly 100 loads of steel to Seattle and barges that carried it to Nome. And Norton Sound Health Corporation's Carol Piscoya says the stimulus effect continues. Alaskans will go to work building the hospital in March, and eventually orders will go out for things like medical equipment.
We will be dealing directly with manufacturers in the United States, so we know that additional folks will be put to work based on that.
Economist Scott Goldsmith says the two biggest places Alaskans will feel the impact of funds are in the construction industry and education.
I think it's clear that it has had a significant effect holding up the Alaska economy, both because there are construction projects now going on that wouldn't otherwise be happening, and that's creating construction jobs and then spin-off jobs as well. But also, when you spend money in the education budget to put more people to work, that puts more people to work.
The Alaska Department of Transportation spokesman Roger Weatherall says stimulus funds will be spent throughout the state this year.
Anchorage, Fairbanks, Mat-Su, Burrow, Dillingham, the Denali Highway near Paxson, Nome, Tok, Ketchikan, Hoonah, Haines.
Weatherall says more Alaskans will feel the effects.
There's a lot of work out there, and you know, we're going to keep pressing forward and keep the employment situation in Alaska stimulated.
School districts in the state are buying new computers, training teachers, and repairing buildings. Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como.
One of the things that I'm very excited about that is showing really good success is the 7th and 8th grade career guides that we've hired. It helps us help young people focus earlier on the importance of staying in school, getting that high school diploma, but also taking more rigorous courses.
Como remembers a year ago fighting with then-Governor Sarah Palin to accept the money, and Alaska did take it, even millions in energy grants Palin initially rejected. So a year into the stimulus, what does now Governor Sean Parnell have to say?
Short-term gain, long-term pain would describe it right now. So short-term gain, meaning that we've used stimulus funds to repair roads, to weatherize homes. I think that's been positive. My concern long run really has to do with the overall stimulus package, which has taken us into a deep deficit.
Governor Parnell isn't alone in worrying about the debt, but economist Scott Goldsmith believes that should be dealt with later, once the economy has recovered.
People are concerned about the debt, certainly. I actually think that's a little misguided at this point in time, because the reason we're taking on some debt in the short term is to be able to put people to work. You know, what's the alternative?
A year from now, Alaskans may be able to more easily point out stimulus money projects. In 2009, the state received less than a quarter of its allotted $1.5 billion, meaning there's a lot more yet to come. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.